Hey guys, welcome to an exciting episode on Alien Radio. If you're new here, my name is Sam and I've got with me
Oyenda. Hi guys,
how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How was your week, Oyenda?
It was smooth. Smoother than I thought. But I'm excited Friday.
Nice. Interesting. So for me, mine was all, to be honest. Also counting down to Valentine, counting down to my birthday. So yeah,
nice. Okay.
A little bit on a somber note here. So talking about the earthquake, Turkey and Syria. At the last time I checked, over 6,200 people confirmed dead, from the earthquake in Turkey. So, and the numbers are not total number of people affected over 9,000, right?
Yeah.
And it's just very tragic, to be honest.
It's really tragic.
It happened on Monday morning in southern Turkey and northern Syria. 6th of February, it's magnitude earthquake. It hit that region, and it's just been crazy. It's really been very, very, very sad. There was even a pregnant woman who gave birth, in the rubble. So the woman passed, but the child survived. So it's just been, like I've been reading, it's tragic, to be honest. So
yeah,
our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Turkey and Syria.
That's a really sad story. And I actually, last I checked, it was about 11,000 people affected by this. And I saw how babies that have been underground for over 40 hours were rescued today. And I literally saw twin boys, I think toddlers around 3 or 4 years old, twin boys, and they survived. So it's just a very tragic experience. Prayers up for Turkey. I don't know how they're gonna get through this, but I hope they make get through this safe and sound. And this is just a bad dream, and it'll pass.
It's just so unfortunate. So
yeah,
that's what I've got on my space.
From my end, I have Thames. I'm going to be talking about Thames. I really love Thames. I love music. I'm a really, really, really huge fan. And it feels really good knowing that there's a woman leading in the entertainment industry in reference to music. So Thames won her first Grammy with Wait For You alongside Future and Drake for the Best Melodic Rap Performance. And I'm super proud of her. Have you listened to Wait For You? Have you listened to it before?
Yeah.
It's a really, really nice song. So I'm super happy for her. And she's literally the first Nigerian female artist to win a Grammy Award.
Is she though? I thought it was Shadi Adu.
Really? Uh-huh. Are you sure?
Shadi Adu. Not too sure, but off the top of my head, I think it's Shadi Adu, but I would have to check that, but not too sure.
It's a celebration thing. I'm super happy.
Exactly, regardless.
Because it's not easy.
I agree.
It's not easy. Trust me. There are people that have been living in the industry for a very, very long time before she came, before she did her music. So it just shows how much, effort, time, as everything she, all the things she has put in, her work, effort, creativity, everything is just beginning to pay off, and it's just good to see her shining that light.
I agree totally. I agree. Anything that would make Nigeria proud, it's something amazing. Huge congratulations to Thames. It's a major win. Yeah.
What do you have for us? Why are you sounding so down? Are you okay, Samuel?
No, yeah, I'm okay. It's just the sometimes you just wonder how fickle life is. Yeah, with the news about the earthquake. Yeah, but yeah, I'm okay. I'm totally fine. So yeah, I would segue the mood real quick. Yeah. So to something in terms of breaking records in the NBA, LeBron James has broken the
my baby.
Your baby. You know how to farms. You can't farms.
It's my baby, but go ahead.
With receding airline, yeah. Anyway, King James is now the most prolific scorer in the NBA after Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 39-year record, right, of 38,387 points. So that record has been standing for 39 years by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and LeBron just now is the number one player, dead or alive, you know, the highest points in the NBA. So this is actually massive.
Abdul-Jabbar was huge. In the game. Huge.
Yeah, he was in the game, and he passed on the ball to him, like, you know, passing on the torch. Yeah, like, you know, passing on the baton.
Mm-hmm.
It's a major feat, you know. So King James, you know, I mean, this is in his 20th season in the NBA, and he's going to stretch this further, you know, because I mean, he still has at least four seasons in him. So yeah, I'm sure he's going to knock this one like really, really far for anyone to, you know, challenge it in the NBA. So yeah, to King James, is now the most prolific scorer in the NBA.
Nice one, LeBron. He's my baby. I told you, let me farm him as my baby. Anyway, I know. How come you're not attacking me? What happened?
Have
you given your life to Christ or what?
No. I know you. Like, no.
It's good to see you bring out the white flag, bro. Anyway, guys.
No flags yet.
I just knew it was too good to be true. I knew. Anyway, moving on, guys. Yeah. What I have for you. So I have gist for you guys. So I read this somewhere. This was trending on the online space. A man took a paternity test on his daughter, and he found out he wasn't the father. So, like, of course, him and his wife had issues. But then, when the mom also went to take a test, before this, just so you know, the man like was thinking that the woman cheated on him.
Right.
Blah 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 blah.
Right.
I'm assuming he's an African man for him to just assume that immediately. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
Assumptions will lead you astray.
So she also went to get a DNA test done and realized that, I mean, DNA wasn't matching. It turned out that she wasn't the mother of the child. So apparently, when she had a baby, the hospital she had a baby
five years ago switched
her child. So now it's now like it's really difficult. Like, of course, she wants to sue the hospital because they definitely switched her baby. But she's like, imagine like raising a baby, and because the child is over 5 years old, that child literally calls them mommy, daddy. They're so used to like that child. What's gonna happen now? Having to be in that kind of position, switching the actual baby with the real like the other one. I mean, it's crazy. I don't think anyone would be happy to be in that kind of situation.
I agree, Josie. I agree. But I mean, this fits to one of the conversations we had at some point. We talked about DNA, I don't know if you mentioned that sometimes, I think it was a lady that mentioned that sometimes you should, before you, jump into conclusions and just say this or that, also get the woman. You know, just so you know, I mean, just so you're sure, because it could be like in this case, like, I mean, it's something common in, I think, Africa, where they saw babies at birth, you know. So it's crazy.
I wonder why they swapped her baby. I wonder what the person must have been looking for. It's crazy.
Yeah, it could be just sheer negligence, to be honest. It could just be maybe
or mistake. You know, You're right.
Yeah. Mistake. So that's why, in most hospitals, like as soon as you have a baby, like they put tags and different things, like this is your baby, you know. So like there's no, you know, it could be, you know, when you just have a baby, they may want to weigh the baby and in the same scale, then they just swap. I mean, this is me just you know,
that's
making conjectures.
That's huge.
So, yeah.
thinking about it, it's even giving me goosebumps because I don't want to imagine what the mother would be feeling. Like, you feel like you carried the child for 9 months, you birthed that child, and you ended up living in the hospital with another person's baby. That's ridiculous.
So I'm surprised you didn't even ask the bigger question, in my opinion. So I think the bigger question in this case is, where's their child? You know, so, yeah. I mean, it would hurt. It would hurt that, yes, you've trained another child for 5 years, blah, 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 this calling you baby. The affection, the attachment, and all that. Yeah, I do get that. But what of your child? That's the person that would
come in. The nurse might not. What about the nurse? The nurse might no longer be working at that hospital, you know, or whoever you know did that, or you know, even the doctor might no longer be alive. So many things, Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just so pathetic. To be honest, I can't imagine. It's just very, very unfortunate. So that's it from us, guys, on the online space. So so just a bit of a teaser.
No, you go ahead.
So just a bit of a teaser, guys. So, you know, I told you, I mean, earlier, today's episode is really going to be fun because Onye has got a cool plan.
Really? I know nothing of,
you know.
Are you kidding?
So, But guys, no, you know, I'm battle ready.
I don't know what he's talking about, guys. No wonder he sounds so calm and everything. He's trying to preserve his energy for what's about to happen next after the break, guys.
So, guys, you don't want to miss this episode, so just sit back, you know, grab your popcorn, you know, chill. Back, because it's going to be a lot of gas bows.
Not on my end, but hey, like, I have my popcorn here. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
All right, guys. So we'll be taking a quick break. We'll be right back to Not Talk Without Dial. You're still listening to Alien.
You know what it is.
Best part. If you love me, won't you say so? something. If you love me, won't you? Won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
Hey guys, welcome back to this segment. On this episode, it's Let's Get Candid.
That's right.
And I'm super excited. You can tell by my voice, I'm super excited.
Why would you be? Because you have cool plan. Yeah, so
I'm like super excited. I'm super pumped here because as it's about to go down, like
That's right.
Anyway, guys, as you know, it's the month of love. Beautiful month, so you know, just to spice things up a bit, I brought a very good friend of mine, my G, like my GGG, on the show.
Your triple G.
Her name is Odunfa, and she's going to be, you know, taking it away with us today. Hi, Odunfa, you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Odunfa.
Hi, Odunfa. Period. Welcome. That was pretty brief, straightforward. Anyway, we welcome you to this episode. We're super excited. We're glad to have you here. No doubt we're going to be having so much fun.
Yay. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Guys, so this is the plan that we had all along. Yeah. So, two against two all. But as I said, I told you guys earlier, I'm battle tested and ready, so it's not a problem. I got this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I got this. Bring it
Are
on.
Are you sure, Samuel? No worries. Are you very sure?
I got this. Okay. This is the point when he then goes quiet, because when he always wants me to always, she just wants me to lose, but no.
I'm here now.
She won't shine.
You stay fighting, Samuel. Just stay fighting. You can do this. Nice.
Well, let's see how long you can keep up, Samuel. We'll see.
Oh,
anyway.
Nice. Okay.
Without further ado, guys. Like I said, we're gonna be getting candid with you. So this week, the topic for this week is, why do couples grow apart after relocating? Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yes, I'll repeat very that. Why do couples grow apart after relocating? Anyone want to go first?
Your call. Would you want to? Ladies should go first. Odunfa, go first.
Odunfa, by the way. Okay, let me go. All right. Why do couples grow apart after relocating? Honestly, I would say the biggest factor will be stress.
Okay.
And why am I saying this? I'm saying like the life from wherever you're coming from. So I'm not going to assume that everybody's coming from the same place. But if we want to say people are coming from, for example, Africa or somewhere else that is different than you're relocating to, somewhere like Canada or the UK or, you know, the USA, the stress and the life is very different from wherever you're coming from. Right. And if I'm going to take Nigeria as an example, because I'm from Nigeria, right? If you're coming from Nigeria, I'm sorry, but the manual that they used to make Nigerian guys is faulty.
Very faulty.
Faulty manual, as in pam, 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 pam.
Error.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'll let you finish, though. I'll come back to that.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna lie, like there's some that manual, like there's, it's like, so you have to rewrite, you know, for it to work. So the thing is that most people are coming with a certain mindset of like how you've grown up, of how you've seen things work from home, and you're coming in to a climate that is entirely different, and you have to actually change the way you have done things all your life, and that can mess you up. Like even as an individual, you need to change like the way you're thinking, the way you, like, you need to think about it very quickly and adapt. And when you have somebody else living in the same space as you, and the person is not adapting at the same pace as you,
not in your wavelength, okay?
It can lead to a lot of things. So the first thing I'll just say is stress. And why am I saying stress? Like, you're coming here, you have to be like on top of your game. You have to think about where you're gonna feed from. If you're back home, I'm not saying that you're not gonna hustle, but one way or another, you're gonna find something to eat, you're gonna find somewhere to stay. Maybe you can go to your father's house or something. But if you're somewhere else, you don't have any father's house to go to, so you're gonna have to pay your bills. That is a stressing factor already.
It is.
Okay. But I have a question, Odufa. So, should the stress not bring the couple together? Because now, scenario, yeah, because a lot of things to achieve, a lot of things to pay for, yeah? So, is that not a point when you both should then come and then tackle the stress? Why should that then make you, you know, grow apart, if you see what I mean?
Okay. So, let me explain what this stress is. For example, the couple comes into the country, they already have a plan. When they're coming into the country, this one says, I'm going to get a job. The other one says, I'm going to get a job in my field or wherever. If it's Uber, whatever you're going to do, just work honorably and get your money, right? And then everybody comes together to do something. Now, there's another factor of this stress. This stress is not just the stress of working, though. I'm talking about, for example, you've got kids, right?
Okay.
And even if you don't have kids, I'm even going to assume that you don't have kids. Back at home, you probably had like a nanny or a house help that used to come to clean your house and do your laundry. And maybe your security guard used to put on the gen or somebody you call, help you do things, things like that. And then you come here and because you as a man, you're used to going out to work and probably your wife also goes to work or maybe she doesn't, or whatever the case. You're not used to doing any of those things at all. Like, it's, you don't even, like, you're not used to it. Your brain has not programmed that you need to stand up and actually wash your plates by yourself if you don't have a dishwasher.
The little things.
Yeah, the little things. You need to clean your house by yourself. You've not realized that you're not doing it to help somebody. It's a functional skill. But you have killed it, or it has died somewhere along the line because somebody always used to do it for you.
Exactly.
And when you come in here and the person is who in this case now would now be your wife, because you're talking about couple, I'm assuming that it's husband and wife. Yeah. So your wife is now doing all of this stuff, and if we now add, if they are children, she's going to take them to school, she's going to look for the school for them, you're going to, and on top of it, in the night, you say you want to come out. Hey, Godfather, let's not even go there. But let me just say, right?
I knew you were going to say something. Please.
Everything is
a complete package, Odunfa. So there's no, you don't take to be done. Please, everything has to be done.
No. But the thing is, the point you're missing, right, Samuel, is that, listen, why do people grow apart? One person feels overwhelmed.
Thank you.
The other person is not connecting. The thing is that people come together because there's a connection. It's not about love. It's not about, oh, I like you, you're cute, you're whatever, like, I like the way you look, or I like the way your body looks. No, it's about a connection, right? It's about conscious effort. So let me give you a scenario. You're back at home in wherever country you're from, Nigeria or whatever, and you're able to go out on dates. You're able to build a connection, because when you step out of the house, you have your mom or your cousin or somebody that can watch your kids, or you have a nanny that actually watches the kids. You come back home and you can change into your sexy laundry and whatever, get down, because you don't have to worry about anything. Already here, look at winter now. Like, bro, there is no plan. Do you understand? It is now that you now have to actually start making it work. So if you're going to have a date night, it will now be a conscious effort from you. Like, you are making the extra effort, which most people are too overwhelmed to do.
I see what you mean.
Do you understand what I mean? Like, it's not like, okay, maybe, yeah, it's like, you need to make that effort to try.
Yes.
Let me do this, and it takes a long time to even get over the fact that you're having to do those things that you were never doing before. before your brain now starts to calculate, oh, there's another aspect of this, so somebody else is being neglected here. So that's it's like a it's, and I've noticed that most people that relocate into the country, or most people that come from maybe like their home country and come to like Canada or places like this, they struggle a lot because there is this imbalance, like they just can't handle it.
They can't.
Yeah.
And it's funny, Odufa. Okay, go ahead.
I want to say something, but you go first, Samuel.
Yeah. So it's that you make your assumptions that it's the guy that is not doing the responsibility.
I need to ask
right? That everything falls.
So, okay. Yeah, Samuel, before you go into this, I was going to say the same thing. That,
oh, yeah, but you told me to go. Oh, you told me to go. Why are you?
I know, but I'm just saying. To go. So, okay, I want to be helpful because I know how he thinks. I wanted to quickly say,
what do you mean? Come on, what do you mean? You know how I think? What does that mean?
There is no point.
What does that mean?
There is no point in helping him. Let me tell you.
Exactly. I'm not helping him, but.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, please.
Let me even tell you. No, I want to respond, Samuel. Let me tell you something, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, think about this. Do you like cooking?
I'm
asking you.
No. I wouldn't say yes. Yeah, I cook, but I don't like cooking. Yeah, I do.
Okay. How often do you cook?
Once. Not too often. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I said I know how to get this guy. Okay. So,
okay.
Let me ask you a question. Before you relocated to Canada, did you have to cook? Did you have to clean your house by yourself?
Sometimes.
Okay. For you to even think about it, let me tell you. No. Okay. Pause. Okay. For you to think about it, there's somebody else that is doing it. Even if the person is not doing it, the person is making sure that it's done.
Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for your point.
So yeah, but my point is, even if you, because yeah, you're right. There are two people. Like for example, I have a friend that is going to come into Canada very soon, and she's thinking, man, should I come with my nanny? Because she's never lived without a nanny, and I understand her. It always works. She's like, her husband is like, I'm going to help you. She's like, man, I don't think I can do this. So she already knows that the responsibility of housekeeping, of doing that, will fall naturally to her as a woman, and she knows that for her this is going to be a bit tricky, and she's already thinking about it. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that it's only the man, but I'm saying that the way we are built, the way people in the world, except when you come to the Western world, you see that it's a different dynamic. The way we think from home, where people are going apart, is that the man thinks, I'm the man, I'm going to go and work and come back and bring money home, but forgetting the fact that even at home, you and the woman are working and bringing money home, but because you're at home, you have excesses, you can get a nanny, you can do this, those things can be accommodated, right? Now you come here, there's no nanny, as in, look, it is the woman that for me, I think about cleaning my house. I think about cooking. For me, it's just like a default. So I want to make sure that there's food. I want to make sure that my house is clean and that the laundry is done. So it is like default for me to think that way, because that is how my brain arranges stuff in my household. Fortunately for me, I have many people who are my friends that also need to do these things. So where you want to bring your statistics from, Samuel, I want you to bring it to me, because I want to understand it.
Okay.
Sorry to cut you short. But otherwise, it can also be the other way around. I mean, there's situations where it's the woman that does the work and the man does the cleaning.
Well, in that, that's what I'm saying. That in those people have found a balance.
Balance or no balance, there's no, to me,
no, they have found a balance. See, for example, in this Canada, I have friends that don't do a lot of cleaning, they cook, you know, they take care of other stuff. I have friends, not just in Canada, like even outside Canada, like in the UK and places, that their husbands do a lot of the cleaning, like the heavy, like those things that would stress them, and they just do like maybe the cooking and stuff. that is finding the balance when you have known, okay, this is my life from now on. That's when you now start to come closer together. That's when you know, okay, this is how I'm going to make this thing easy for you, like, or easy for us, so that we can have a good relationship.
Absolutely. And so for me, and the key word here is balance, in my opinion, because for me, the way I see things here, there's a problem. Yeah, find means to address the problem, and you know, so that's the way my brain thinks by default, right? Yeah, like, we can see this thing is taking too much of your time. Okay, how can I continue to assist you? Because I find sometimes.
Are you assisting me though, or you're assisting the house? Because I'm just confused.
It's the house, not you. It's the house in general. I'm saying, like, in your case, why I'm saying you is because you see, you said earlier that your brain, you know, just goes to cleaning, doing the laundry. Do you get so? I mean, in that your situation, if I see you're being overwhelmed, right? We feel like, oh, it's just normal for you because that's how you see things, that's how you do things, yeah. But yeah. Like, I can see that your time is being spent on this chore.
Yeah.
I think I can do this because sometimes, and I say this with every sense of humility, I find, like, me in my house, right, there's some tasks that I think I'm faster at doing, right, where my spouse, you know, like, you know, she like me, like, I by the time I check, I know I'm spending 15 minutes on this task. I do it like ASAP, everything, you know, like, very clean, efficient. I move on. Sometimes, finding the balance to see, okay, this task, you know, and for some people, you just need to realize that, yes, you're no longer in that zone where, okay, this person can do that, you know, and again, it's not as if there are no nannies, yeah, it's just like, I mean, if you afford it, yes, there are nannies in Canada as well, just so I correct that impression, like, there are nannies in Canada, yeah, it's just that, yeah, you would have to pay, but that's so, but if you know you cannot afford one, yeah, you need to then realize that, okay, there are other things you can do to help around it. So then find a way to then do those things, and let everything work better for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So the thing is, I feel like we're tilting towards something else. The thing is, Odufa has already said stress, and we've, like, you know, talked about stress. She has given this type of stress. Okay, from your own angle, from your own perspective, Samuel, what is another thing that you feel makes couples grow apart when they relocate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
So finance. Yes. Yep. So in my opinion, I think it's finance largely. So now you are. A lot of people from Africa, because again, there are some stereotype, you know, in terms of how who is responsible for what in the household in Africa. Yeah. So I think largely when people, right, and usually the man handles everything back home in Africa and all that, you know. The lady is also working, getting, you know, bread. Everyone is getting bread, you know. So I feel maybe because for some people, again, I say for some people, because I mean, it could be the other way. For some people, they now make more than they ever made when they were back in Nigeria. Yeah. So then they then realize that, oh, there's so much financial freedom. They can money they make. I mean, there's a lot of things they can do, you know, like, why then do I need to, you know, like, listen to these guys' BS and all that stuff, you know, like, you know, they can do things on their own now, you know, because, I mean, for some people, maybe the guy was always provided. He may have theirs, but, I mean, the guy was always the one doing this, doing that, handling everything. So, here, I mean, they've also made their money, a lot of money than the... Yeah. So, yeah, that has then, I mean, open their minds to what they can then do. I mean, that freedom that they believe they now have, right? Then, so if the guy says something like, I'm like, why should I take this BS? You know, why do I need to listen to your ranting? You know, so I think that's large.
But I disagree with you, Samuel. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I disagree with you that, because you are, that's what I'm saying. And do you know what? The funny part is that as you were saying this thing, I was just taking this. I just knew we're going to get to that point. It's an assumption that the woman is proud because she's earning more than she did. It's an assumption.
Mm.
The fact is that the guy was probably doing BS before.
True.
So
true. So I agree. I agree. Yeah. In this scenario, yes, most likely. So what then changed? So the guy's taking the BS back home. So why is she no longer taking it now?
Maybe she's older. Maybe she's more
maybe she's wiser. Maybe she's wiser. No. Yeah. So that's environment. What are you saying?
That's what I'm saying. The money has made her wise. So the money, see. The money has opened her mind.
Oh my God, I'm dead. The money made her wise.
That's the thing. The money has opened her mind. She has now seen things like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. So why do I need to take the BS? So I agree with you. In that assumption, I agree. That guy could have been doing the BS since. I do agree. Yes.
So the money opened her eyes. I can't believe it. Let's say no.
Not just her eyes, her mind.
Her mind.
Now
what? No, I mean, do you know what? I literally.
Oh, it was your own take on this.
Exactly. No, but we're gonna wait. Yeah, I want. Do you, Odufa, you're about to, before I say something, Odufa, you're about to finish up. You're about to round off with something.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, like, it's an assumption, right? Mm-hmm. That she's now all of a sudden proud, you know, because of
she's
that.
Making more money.
What about if the man himself has some kind of inferiority complex?
Thank you. Oh, God, you see why she's my G?
As in, what about if that was your problem? Because you cannot.
It's possible.
Look, people are people.
Right.
I'm not going to change all of a sudden because I'm in a new city. I'm not changing like I'm me.
You could actually. You no, could. No, no. You could.
Fundamentally. You can't.
So actually.
If you were proud because you made money, you have always been proud.
Proud. Thank you.
If you're proud because you made money, it means that your shoulders were always high. It's not because of the money.
Let me put it this way. So I agree with your first statement, your last statement, but not with your first statement. So the point I'm making is I would say we do not know your true attitude then. So that's how I would put it. Mm-hmm. Money can change you, but if you are saying you changed because you were always that way, you did not change, you have always been that way, right? So I'm saying of people that we truly do not know their attitude until they have money. That's what I would then say.
So, do you know what? If I want to confuse you further, I can say, yes, I can say that means that the spouse was also stingy when they were back home.
I don't agree.
And they don't give her enough money to be financially confident to bring out whatever. Like, I'm just thinking here.
What if it was based on the limited resources available? That was what, I mean, that was the best you could do at that point.
There are many things that make people, it's not just about money. I just want to clarify that part. Look, you can come to a country where you know that, for example, I can give an example of BS. Example of BS might be that your spouse is cheating on you. And look, cheating is a whole different topic that people probably will talk about. But I'm just saying, it is something that you cannot say, okay, leave the person alone, because there are many emotions that are invested in that relationship. It's not easy to just say, oh. But if in your mind somewhere you've been saying, oh my God, I'm just tired of this guy, or I'm tired of this woman, I'm going to just flip the sides now. Like, this person has been doing this thing to me. Or let me even say, the person has been abusing, emotionally abusing, and I'm just tired of this kind of emotional abuse or this kind of narcissistic behavior or something. And you come into a country where you know that you will get support. Forget about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you are making money to be able to afford the support, like maybe a lawyer or something like that.
I love the way then, you back that. Yes.
Yes. Then you can now say, okay, this is my, like, look, I am free now. I am financially free now to move out of this BS that I've been taking from you. Mm-hmm. So it's not about, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not about, oh, I now have money, so you cannot talk to me anyhow. It's not that way. No.
Hmm. So anyway, let's not dwell on this too much. I feel like we're dwelling on this. We've talked about stress because there's so many things, guys.
I agree.
And we can't keep, you know, elongating everything. I mean, I understand what you said, only for the stress. Samuel, from your angle, I understand that there's finances as well. But there's so many other things. Even you just said something about, you just said cheating. Those are also part of the things that, I mean, make couples grow apart when they relocate. Mm-hmm. Cheating.
So you tell us your own opinion.
Yeah, sex. Okay, mine is probably upbringing and being unable to adapt. Yeah, and I'll tell you why I said that. So, let's say you're living in a country like Nigeria. There's just a certain kind of routine. Things are done a certain way. And then you relocate to a country like Canada where you're now exposed. You know that, oh, you have access to so many things. It's little things that cause issues. Like, for instance, let's say Valentine's Day, for instance. I mean, it's a month of love, so let's just talk about Valentine's Day, right?
Okay.
And you know, yeah, in an environment where you know that you have access to so many things. Like, it's the little things that count. You have access to so many things to, you know, gift your spouse or do something special for your spouse, even if it's a gesture. You are in a place where it's celebrated. Like, people, it's everywhere. People are celebrating, and it's always been your thing. But I mean, the person you are with doesn't seem to recognize that it's important to you, or doesn't see the big deal in it. Or is married to someone who feels every day is Valentine. So why should this one be different? I'm saying, so it's a little things. So on it being unable to adapt, especially if you're married to a conk African man who is not flexible, who's not willing to, you know, understand some certain things. Another thing is coming here and maybe because moving, relocating, especially when you have kids, it's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah.
And like when you come here, maybe in a situation where one person has to walk and one person has to give up their dream.
Yep.
In terms of career. And then it feels like, if I'm talking from a woman's perspective, let's say, I'm just giving an example. Let's say my husband is working and I'm just staying at home, taking care of the kids, listening to them cry, having to change diaper every day. I also have my dreams. I also have aspirations. I want to get somewhere in life. I want to make my own money. I want to build with you. I'm not sure. I mean, there are kids, right? Not just my kids. That alone is super overwhelming. So a lot of people, that is a major issue, guys. And I'm not even joking, because I know a lot of people facing this that has caused a huge gap.
Yeah.
Like, closeness is dead. The connect is like being married to, it's like having a roommate. Even the sex is boring.
Yeah.
Because you're like, let me just do it because I have to, right? Yeah. Because I'm the wife, let's not seem like it's an issue. Even if it's once or twice in 2 weeks, let me just do it. But they're not happy doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wants to keep on changing diapers, listening to baby cry, or having to do the same thing every day, being at home, not able to go out? I mean, it's very, very scary. It's painful. Mm-hmm. There's so much that goes. I mean, it takes a lot. Like Odufa said, like. And this is one word I use, one word I always use in every episode about being intentional. But sometimes, even being intentional, in some cases, is hard.
Yeah.
How, in this case, as a woman that has to drop her career, has to put her life on hold to raise kids while you are at the forefront, making your name flourishing, and I have to watch and be your cheerleader. I also want you to cheer me up.
Yep.
I want to go for meetings.
Yeah.
I want to go for seminars. I want to come back and say, honey, man, this today I blasted my boss for this. I did this. We're building this. I have an idea to build this. I want that too.
Yep.
But the change of environment and everything has put a hold on that. It's a sacrifice. And the thing is, it's not like it's anyone's fault, but it's just the way this system is. Because again, we're in a, like, if you relocate to a place like Canada, for instance, we're in a place where nannies have resumes.
Yeah.
And in Canada, it's actually the opposite. Like, if you're doing domestic things, fetches you more money than even doing a white collar job. anything like tailoring, being a mechanic, those guys make a whole lot of money. Being a carpenter, being working at the salon, you know, those guys make a whole lot of money. So why would I? So this is just a very typical example of one or a few examples of things that make couples grow apart.
Yeah.
This one thing that I just said, this career thing, because one thing about a woman is wired differently. Women are emotional, like we're emotional beings. Once a woman is not happy, every part of her body shuts down. Everything shuts down. She's not her best self.
Yeah.
She's just living round the clock. Why would I get excited? Why would I want to make love to someone? Why would I be excited? I mean, making love to someone who I know. I don't know how to explain it. It's not like you're not happy because, I mean, the person's happy. The person's success should be your success because it's your husband or your wife or whoever is making the money. Right? But the thing is, how it's going to be like an internal thing. You can't really, you complain, but you can't complain.
Yeah.
So you can't, because you know you can't complain too much, it shows in your actions, it shows in everything around you. You're not happy no matter what.
Yeah.
You start to question yourself. Sometimes it can even cause inferiority complex. Even mental health challenges come up from this. Like, what are we? There are a lot of reasons couples grow apart. This small thing affects the sex life, affects the life of the children, even affects the person as a human. Like, you start to feel, what are you even doing with your life? All your mates are moving forward, you're not.
Yeah.
So it's a whole lot.
So this point is actually a very strong point, right? So but I have two things to say on this. So for one, as long as the kid, this is my opinion, as long as the kids are old enough, to go to a daycare, right, or to have a nanny look after them, right, in my opinion, the wife should then start working. In my opinion, so I would rather all our fun, or a large portion of our money, right, goes into the care of the child, right, and then she enjoys, I sit at home and, you know, sulk and all day, right? So that's one. So again, as I said, I mean, the dynamics play differently in different homes, but me, I mean, that's my personal preference. Like, if you want to do, like, personally, I always encourage it, do your thing, fly, explore, as long as, unless still very little, like you need to take care of them, but once you feel they can stay at a daycare, by all means go for it. So which is why I think it's about understanding. Like, if you why would you like let the woman fly, let her do her thing. At the end of the day those that go that route eventually even make more money to cover the expense, the daycare expense even. So in my opinion, I think that's an easy way out for that area. I don't know why any man would want to, again, I can only speak for myself, but I don't know why someone would intentionally just want to say no, you must not, don't work, and because if you work, you can pay for the daycare, let them care for the child, because it even helps the child transition properly. It makes them more social. So that's an easy route for me. Then the other thing you mentioned, in terms of guys, they don't want to do things.
And it's both ways.
Yeah, so that you then feel in a space where you can take care of your spouse, you can do things for your spouse, but you're not doing. Yeah. So again, I think that you should call your spouse. Like, this is, so first thing we should all try to get is, first, can you guys afford it, right? That's the sometimes I think it would be
I was just about to say that
guy yeah it would be unfair on the guy when for example, if the guy is a transparent guy, you understand that, okay, he's making, spending this and this on this and this, and you're not saying, oh, but baby, why not, like, you can see that the account is not even balancing. So that's a different case. But if the guy does have, right, and you, there's nothing, say like, you want to go for a trip, but it, and let you guys agree, if I cannot afford it now, okay, no worries, okay, why not, let's do it next month, okay, I'll be, then that's it. So those are, I think they are easy, but again, the one of caring for the child, I think it's a huge problem here. I think it's a lot of people are, they
trapped marriages where, you know, they're just, they really want to do things, but they just feel, because it's the or conventional way for the woman to care for. If you feel you can do, by all means, go and do it. You see, for me, it even makes life easy for me, because, like, I'll be your biggest. Me, like, well, by the time you come back, we would have to come back and do the matter. Okay, bring return, pay for, you know. So, like, the more you make at the end of the household, you guys are now making more money. You know, you can now do more things, you know, together. So why would I then stop you when I know? So, for example, off the top of my, if say for example, you want to get me a gift, right? If you were to get me a gift, if you're just seated at home, things you get me will be different from if you were working, you know. So why can I stop you from now? By all means, go to the market and give me something nice, you know. Like, I do not, like, to me, I see it as a win-win. Why? The kids will eventually be properly transitioned into the society. You're making, by all means, you're happy, sex is good, why not? We are married, so there's
I understand, but for some people, like I said, upbringing, personality,
yeah,
like, it's very difficult, especially if it's something like deep rooted. What can you say in that kind of situation?
Let me say something. That's why when I started talking about stress, I said something about the manual, and you guys were laughing. The manual that was used to design
when they feel like things should go a certain way.
Yes, or girls, like anybody. See, I would say like 90% or maybe 85% if I want to do a survey or something, let me even say 80%, let me be generous, of 80%, right, of Nigerian parents and the way they bring up girl child and boy child is very different. Okay? So we're talking about upbringing and how you adapt. Okay, so a boy is not really taught maybe how to, and it varies from household to household, but generally speaking, how to maybe like look after himself, wash his plates, or pick up stuff, things drop on the floor, you know. He's just not programmed maybe to cook, to do stuff, because he's a boy. And this is from when he's a little boy, and he's growing up with the mind that it doesn't really need to stress himself, because mommy does it, and mommy does it willingly, or maybe house help or somebody does it willingly, because they feel like that's what they're supposed to do, right? And you grow up and you get into uni or whatever, and you can buy snacks, you can buy pizza, you can make indomie, you can make a pasta, and you can be fine, and maybe your mom will even bring you a pot of soup or something. Now, when you have that mentality, just adding to what Oyin said, and you come into a home or a house, let's assume that you were not even married, maybe you both now came into Canada and you got married here. I won't even assume. Now, because you are used to somebody that would cook for you, and let me tell you something, a woman that doesn't mind cooking, I'm not talking about some people don't like cooking. I like to cook, right? But yeah, and I don't judge them. People that, they make it clear. I have friends that don't like to cook, and their husbands are in that situation, right? So now, but generally speaking, right? A woman that loves you will cook for you, wants to make you feel comfortable, wants to like make you feel very good, right? The problem is when you're doing all of that. That's why I'm talking about upbringing and the way you're brought up, because it's your default. So it's easy for you to accept that love in form of taking care of that can now wear the other person out. So while that you're talking about, okay, when children go to school doesn't mean that the woman is not still stressed if she's doing the heavy lifting of taking care of the house, running, and still working. So that's where upbringing comes in. That in your mind you've not still figured out that we are both working, and this person is doing this heavy lifting. Let me tell you something that happened to me one time. So when we moved from a different country here, not even Nigeria, and I once in a while I'll have a nanny, and I wasn't really like I was always able to help. And we came here and I was always cleaning, and I was like, one day I said something to my husband. I said, until you realize that cleaning of the house is a general maintenance of the house, we are going to be having these conversations about cleaning, and it's not a nice conversation. That was the turning point. So it the day I said it was like I saw his, it was like some a realization. It like that is just clear, like the scales just fell, because up until that point I'd been passing the message across. Maybe I wasn't passing it across properly. Like, oh, let's clean. And don't get it wrong, go. If I have a guest that's coming to my house right now, from any point in time, my husband is the one that would clean like he's very good at this kind of quick, like what Samuel was saying, like he's very good at cleaning.
I told you, men are good at it actually.
But I am more like deep cleaning. Like I look,
So see, that 15-minute cleaning is it will do that job of that deep cleaning that you're saying. But that's
I hear you. So not to say that he himself is not a clean person, but the fact that because I do that and I expect it to be a certain way. So now let me say something again about upbringing and the way you now have to adapt. So me also saying this, coming from a place where I always want to be neat and perfect and nice, I also now program my mind to see something that is not arranged or dirt and pass it, because I would not die if that thing is there.
Ah, thank you. Oh, I've been doing it lately.
Do you understand?
Oh my gosh, do you understand?
So that is me also adapting that. You know what? I'm not gonna die because of this thing. If this
is what it is.
Yes. So we are all adapting.
So what your standard in that regard? Yeah.
Well, you know what I find is that with that communication, before you know it, eventually that's with people that their head is in the right place. So you will start to see a kind of understanding. For example, now when I say, oh, let's clean, everywhere is just untidy, let's clean today, all of us get into it and then we start cleaning, and then the whole place is sparkling and we're done, right? Whereas in the past I will probably start cleaning and I'll be upset, why is he not joining me, can't you see that the place is dirty? So that's why I said communication is also a factor. You know, like I said there was a way I said that statement and it was like, that's true. Because it's just like you have a car. You're not cleaning it. You're not taking care of it. You're not changing the oil or whatever you need to do. I don't know a lot about cars, but you need to do stuff to maintain the cars, right? Taking your body, for example, you're not giving it the right food. You're not taking the right, you're not drinking water. You're not doing the right thing. What's going to happen? So it's like your environment as well, where you're living. Like, if you're not giving it that love that it needs, everything is going to be looking dilapidated, you know. So you just have to do something, you know. So that's why I'm saying, like, it's communication, and sometimes yes, you have to lower your standards, and then along the line, you know, you would find a balance.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I appreciate
up,
that.
Just to wrap up, because we can go on this.
Yeah.
So just to wrap up, I mean, final words or on this. So, largely, to be honest, it's much dependent communication when it comes to marriages. Yeah, it's a base is communication, because I'll tell you, the way women see things, right, is totally different from the way men see things. You see, the cleaning you've been doing, yeah, it's not as if your husband does not see. Right, it's not, he sees it, right? But like, so for me, I think sometimes women just believe the man should take initiative. You know, okay, you're saying this, why not just pick it up and do it?
Yeah,
that's the way women see it.
Yeah,
that's how women see it. But men are like, if she needs me, she will let me know.
Nothing is so painful.
Exactly.
I know. So which is why I think. Communication is just the so for me, like in my house, I tell my wife, like, need me to do something. Don't, like, because me, all like, once you tell me, like, I'll just check my, okay, when do I, this is the best time I can do this thing, okay, let me before, like, so once you tell me, I will know I will do it, you know, fit it into my time, okay, I will do it. Because, as I said, for me, I like to do things like ASAP. be effective at it and at the same time be efficient, right? So I don't like wasting, like, if any else show, like when I'm doing mine, like I tell her, like 20 minutes, like I'll do it in 5, you know. So just, if you know this thing, this task, in like in the house, I'll tell her, okay, there's some things I see better doing, you don't do them. Once you need them done, let me know, right? So mm-hmm. I think it's just communication, because the man will just think you're fine, but boom, right? And you still see that this guy is just, as you said, wired wrongly, right? Or the manual is requires a reset. Yeah. Then we know. But I think at the base of it, every man, right? We know these things. We can see it. We are not blind. We know. So unless the person, I mean, is not a rational human being, would then want go through the pain of I mean those ones are very, very, that's the exception, right? Not the rule. So mm-hmm. I think communicate with your partner, right? Mm-hmm. Once you lay it down that, oh babe, this is what I think, and this is how I think we can do it. Like then see it going forward. But honestly, I don't think growing apart or splitting is the way forward, because in my opinion, if you and all you guys part ways, right? Those kids, you still care for those kids one way or the other. The house you're going to live alone, you still clean that house one way or the other.
Wait. Don't say that, though. Let me tell you. No.
Don't say that, though.
Don't say that. Wait. No.
Now we are wrapping up, guys. The moral of my story is communicate with your spouse. That you think need to be fixed, let your spouse know, right?
Yes.
If you feel there are ways to address them, let your spouse know. Once you get through that hurdle, I think the rest is just action, and you know, and everyone will be happy.
Yeah.
Don't let. So what I just feel is, don't let, because oh, you've got bread, you can do this, you can do that, get into your head. And because it still takes both parties to build a home, right? So everyone has their role to play to build a successful home. And finally, to your point you made, Odufa, I think so in terms of upbringing and teaching young kids, I think Charles Darwin said it's not the strongest animal that survives, but I think that's the most important lesson, right? When teaching your kids, it's how you adapt to things. Life changes quick. A lot of things can happen, right? Even the guy that thinks he is the one providing for the house, he may lose his job. I mean, we've had people lose their jobs during COVID. He may lose
his
one solely providing for the household. So anything can change, right?
True.
But the most important thing to learn is how to adapt. How do you change and react to it and make everyone happy? So on that note, guys, that's how I'll leave you. So Onyi, let us have your last one.
Yeah, I understand. So like I said, I understand what you mean in terms of adaptability,
mm-hmm.
but it still depends. You can adapt, but it depends on both parties. It depends on how everything is tabled, the situation mm-hmm. at hand, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's deeper than you think. It depends on a whole lot of things.
So, yes,
anyway,
can I say something? Yeah, I think ultimately, when you want to be with somebody, be with a kind person. Kindness will make you sensitive enough to know that my spouse needs help, even when they are not saying it. Or when they are saying it, that kindness to say will make you move and say, oh yes.
Is kind the word?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the word in this context.
No, in this context, because there are some people that are actually unkind and they can see that you're suffering or you're going through. No, for real. Like that's the reason why people really in that situation would grow even further apart, because if you are
they're not sensitive enough exactly.
And they are not empathic, so an empathy comes with kindness. So you to be a kind person to see, oh, this person is telling me something, this person has been telling me this thing repeatedly, or this person has been showing me a sign that he or she needs me to come halfway,
not just even kindness or defa, what about understanding?
Understanding.
So a lot of people, a lot of people don't understand body language.
Will not live today. We will,
but listen, a lot of people don't understand body language.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Why not just speak?
Is it? Do you know it becomes irritating when you have to say the same thing 1 million times? Don't you know that there are people that have spoken and spoken and are still not heard? What are you saying? How many things would you say?
That's a different
How many times
case,
would you talk?
No, that's a different case. If you spoke,
no, it's not a different case. Mm-mm. It's not a different case. I'm
that's
telling you the
said,
truth.
Wait, that's
there are
I
times
said,
where
kindness.
You say the same thing 1 million times. It becomes it starts to look like you are nagging.
That's what I'm saying, kindness. Because really, if you are really a kind, like if you are really sensitive, if you are really someone that is empathic, when somebody is saying something, this person doesn't like Oyin doesn't like this thing. Let me just to make Oyin happy or to.
And even apart from just making Oyin happy, this thing that Samuel just said, just that you tell me, what about using your sense to know that okay, she will still tell me or she has been telling me since. Must it be that she should tell me? Okay, even if she has told you once, twice, three times, why can't you take initiative to say, okay, no. Before she tells me the fourth, fifth, and sixth time, let me do it.
No, Oyin, that one, if you want an answer, I will give you right away. If both of us agree, right, in a relationship that, see, the way I operate, tell me something, tell me. And we both agree, we shake hands that, this guy's approach.
Okay,
if you do not tell me, I would not assume for you.
That's if there's an agreement and there's an understanding.
So somewhat, I'm like that. Somewhat to an extent. Not as if I don't take
initiative. But there's some men that are not like that. There's some people that are not like that. There's some people that are not wired that you have to repeat the same thing 1 million times.
I mean,
it's not fair.
I agree. So we wrap up. What's your final thoughts?
I know, but I'm just saying that alone will not even give any ginger. There's no excitement in just now. Why would they go apart? Anyway, like, it all boils down to what you just said. Communication, being able to listen. Mm-hmm. But another thing, you know, show gratitude. There are some people that, you know, you do something for them and you're expecting at least, just show me, tell me, thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Even if it's a little thing, oh, thank you for helping me with this. But then apart from gratitude, just showing affection. Baby, are you okay? Do you need help with this? How can
this
I make
one,
this better
this
for
one,
you?
I agree.
That's right.
Those little things. Yeah. I mean, see, if we start and we'll not end this today, but guys,
yes.
I hope you guys really understand like what we've talked about. Everything we've talked about today, it was so interesting. But thing is, if we keep on talking about it, we won't leave here today. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Thank you so much, Odufa, for gracing our set with your beautiful opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for stopping by.
And to the viewers, I'm available. If anyone wants to rent me for value, I'm available. Just
whoever wants to do what?
Rent me for value.
Rent me for value.
So I'm available.
Okay.
I'm the full, like everything said. Like if you anywhere, like call me, everything.
Okay.
So if you need someone to represent,
did you hear that?
There's only for you to talk about. But this is one of the things that make couples grow apart. So please, they'll rent you. Then you can explain at home. No worries. Anyway, guys. Like I said, thank you for listening to us. Odufa, thank you for gracing us with your beautiful opinions. We appreciate you. On this note, it's your girl Oyenda, and I'm officially signing out.
Thanks, guys, once again. It's always fun having you guys around, listening every time. Odufa is amazing today. And the comments next week. But thank you so much, Odufa.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Happy Valentine's.
Everyone.
All right. Thank you so much. And this is Sam signing out. Bye-bye.
Bye.